I rise today with a heavy heart, saddened and angered by the violence that shook my state of Colorado yesterday. On a day that many Americans devote to family and to faith, we awoke to news that two of our young people had been shot dead early Sunday morning on the grounds of Faith Bible Church in Arvada, Colorado. Tiffany Johnson was only 26 years old. Philip Krause was 24 years old. They were killed, and two of their colleagues were injured as they worked at Youth with a Mission dormitory, waiting there to welcome back kids who were returning from a late night youth bowling trip. A few hours later, just 70 miles to the south in Colorado Springs, violence again dared to enter a place of worship on Sunday. A gunman armed with a high-powered rifle stormed into New Life Church, killing two sisters, Stephanie Works, age 18, and Rachel Works, age 16, and injuring four others, including their father. Only the quick thinking and bravery of a security guard was able to stop the rampage. Mr. President, law enforcement officials throughout the day, yesterday, last night, and today, are working at top speed to get to the bottom of what happened. They have the full support of Governor Ritter of Colorado, federal agencies, and numerous state and local law enforcement agencies that are working in this investigation. As a former Attorney General of Colorado, I know firsthand the extraordinary capabilities of our local and state law enforcement officials, and I have full and complete confidence in their abilities. But having overseen investigations, including the investigation of the shootings at Columbine High School, I know that however successful we may be in uncovering what happened and bringing justice to those responsible, the transgressions that the nation witnessed yesterday defy reason and comprehension. Sunday's violence has no place in our society. The five people were shot is a terrible tragedy, no matter in what city or neighborhood or street that kind of violence occurs. But that this barbarity involved two places of worship where young people were serving their community and where families were attending a Sunday service stirs a particular outrage in all of us. Mr. President, there are certain sanctuaries that we share and that they should never, ever see bloodshed. Schools are sanctuaries. Our homes are sanctuaries. Churches, mosques, synagogues, and other houses of worship are sanctuaries. When these places come under attack for whatever reason, we all suffer, for our right to pray in peace should be inviolate. When someone undermines this right, we are compelled to respond. We are compelled to respond not just with the force of law, but by mobilizing the force of our shared values and of our community. We must rebuild that sense of security that should envelop every house of worship in this country. Americans should never feel fear in a place of faith. Mr. President, our thoughts and prayers today are with the victims of yesterday's attacks, with their families and friends. To those who lost a son, a daughter, or a friend, I know no words can assuage the pain that you feel. I can only hope that in time your memories of the service, faith, and love of those you lost will overcome the senselessness of this terrible tragedy.